with the old pens
yeah.
that they used like they are today. And it was hard to read. And a lot of places that have gone through renovation and they missed some records. There's been fires that destroyed some. And big gaps in it where you couldn't jump from one place on back. Things like that happened.
I think a lot more in the past people recall things orally, you think, more than they had the written records. So
well,
passed down as you
with the
stories.
Family reunions, they did pass on a lot of the history, you know, by word of mouth. And that got lost when, you know, people stopped going. Mm-hmm. And it didn't get put down on paper. Mm-hmm. And I just recently, a cousin contacted my wife and me about some family history that was from her dad. Well, you know, if her dad and her had got together, she just recently got interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he had some written down, and we've given that to her, plus some we could research. But then she's gotten so much now, she's having to digest it and see where she's going to go with it.
Yeah.
But it only goes so far. But had she got interested earlier, and, you know, a lot of that hadn't been written, like you say, could have been passed to her by word of mouth by her own father.
Yeah, instead of having to look for it later.
Yeah. And then she would have had a trail, at least, of his mother and father, and that her mother and father's parents as well, and then you know you start from here to 2 to 4,
mm-hmm.
and then you know you jump to 8, you know, and it's like the pyramid, you know, that base gets bigger and bigger, real fast.
Yeah.
So that's what's happening today, I think. That's probably where you are.
Yeah.
That you can't go back, but just so far.
Only so far, yeah.
Then you lose the trail. That genealogy is something else.
You can learn some interesting things if you can get far enough back.
Yeah, most of the time now, if you go on the internet, you have to join some genealogical association, and they'll have a lot of stuff that you wouldn't have, but then you have to pay for it.
Right. We pay for everything nowadays.
But, you know, if you're going to go try to do it on your own, they might want to charge you $150, say. But if you think about it, by you going ahead and paying them $150, it would be a lot cheaper than you could do it on your own by running to all these courthouses and researching records and, you know, trying to type it all up and get it in line.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a different ways to look at things.
Yeah.
But and it would be surprising how much information a lot of other people have on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, we're just out of time. Thank you so much, especially because
okay.
you came back.
All right, well,
now,
why don't you check that one?